Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, my doll.
Mm-hmm. Hello, and welcome to Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am the host for the show. Today, we are live at the Jacques Torres Chocolate Candy Store in Rockefeller Plaza. Yes, Rockefeller Center is the most recognized commercial property in the world. Defining Midtown Manhattan, it encompasses the three long blocks between 5th Avenue and 6th Avenue from 48th to 51st Street. The landmark property consists of approximately 8 million rentable square feet at 10 Art Deco buildings. With unique internationally recognized architecture features, Rockefeller Center is not only a place of business, but it's also a premier destination for world-class shops and restaurants. Tishman Speyer Global Headquarters are located at 45 Rockefeller Plaza. So today I'm here. I'm in the chocolate factory, and it's called Jacques Torres, and they serve hot chocolate under Sharon Lillier's bonbons. And what was interesting to me is that because I always blog at A Theory of Cooking on Facebook, we wanted to tell you about some champagne chocolate that I found. So today these are champagne chocolates, and it's the first time I ever tried them. And this show is rated, a PG for the content. And also I wanted to let you know that they're also available at Barnes & Noble's, where I went into the New York location to find out if our book, Stars in Our Hearts, the impression of this is, to find out if that book was located in the kiosk. And when I went into there, they had novelties and gifts, and a part of the gift selection was a champagne chocolate. So it's, here today, they serve it as a truffle. I was also able to pick up a few other things, a spoon to stir hot chocolate, but it's actually a piece of chocolate shaped like a spoon. And then just a basic coffee break, and I guess it's coffee-flavored chocolate would be one of my favorites. And if you wanted to learn more about this particular treat, you can go to www.mrchocolate.com. And there you'll find information on the location, its chocolates, and more. I recently searched for Rockefeller Center, and I found all about Channel Garden. And Channel Gardens is a place where they have a promenade, and they also do seasonal flowers. So there's a planting, of flowers all around. It's not as big as Central Park or anything, but it's a huge space where there's a waterfall, there's sculptures, there's statues, there's plaques. Everything is, in the skating rink. They have loads and loads of things to do, at the center. So I was reading all about the promenade, and I found information on Channel Gardens, which is the plantee, and I found information as well about the new program that they're having as far as a sculpture of faces built out of paper, I believe, and they're as tall as 15 feet. And so I did have a chance to take pictures of that today, and I wanted to let you know the web address if you wanted to search the what's going on now at Rockefeller Center. I'm doing a self-guided tour after this interview, but you can also find information at www.topofthernycnyc.com. That's Top of the Rock. And what that means is if you wanted to visit, you can go to the very top of the building and you can take a tour of the top of the building, where it is usually where the sky deck or anything like that is what it's called. You can go up and you can look all around and stay out there for a while for a price about $40 to $50. And I found out here if we wanted to do a free sky deck, we would have to the self-tour and self-guided section says we'll have to go to the sky bar, and that means you'll go to the top of the building and you have to go to a bar, and you can order virgin cocktail, and for that you can get the panoramic view at the top of one of the main locations with the skyscraper. So I found out that's a tip on how to go in there. So, but more information about Rockefeller Center is at rockefellercenter.com, and you can also have private events, and there's a lot that you'll learn there. They have sculpture Prometheus, Rockefeller Credo. They have roof gardens, the Fountainhead, and the promenade as well. The Atlas is one of the famous statues. They also have light and movement. And what I found to be awesome was while I was going around into the building, I went into the room where they have the top of the rock, and there's a beautiful crystal arrangement that looks like a chandelier, but it's, you know, it covers the entire wall. And so then I crossed the hall over into Jack Torres chocolate, and then there's two crystal chandeliers, and it's like old-fashioned candy, and it's a very unique environment. And so then I also, in the promenade, had a chance to go into the NBC store where you can catch a lot of paraphernalia of the different shows like Friends and everything else that came on NBC. And so that was quite a, you know, showcase of promo items. So we had a chance to do that. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about what the co-creator and the creator, myself and my son, Markel Green, what we're doing in our lives today. We're preparing for project graduation. And so it's coming up this month and in May. And so what we're doing is shopping for our attire for the presentation. And because we feel, though, it's a semi-formal to formal ceremony, we wanted to find something most appropriate. So my nostalgic viewpoint was to go to the store and think of, and try to find a dress that incorporated my eighth grade graduation, which I wore like a peach dress, and it was like a little romper, and white stockings and white shoes with little bows. And I graduated eighth grade from Asbury Park High School, and it was like in a coral pattern in hues, you know, some people even call it orange, you know, just to be nostalgic. And then I also wore a white lace dress that I wore to Capitol Hill in the close-up program, and I also wore the same dress because I went to Capitol Hill. I wanted to have that value, you know, at my ceremony. So I wore the same dress to graduation for the ceremony itself under my robe. So I incorporated the dress that I purchased was a lace dress in coral, similar to my eighth grade dress, and in lace, similar to my high school graduation dress. And then I purchased some nostalgic type beads to go on my neck, and it's similar to some of the things that you'll find in a theory of jewels. And it's also one of the finds that we gave to the elderly when we donate and give back to our community. And so we gave out some of those rings. So we definitely, you know, have given them loads and loads of jewelry, you know, and we've donated to several different locations and companies. But at the same time, we like to formulate our book. So this definitely will be a part of our book. And so we're, like, interested in, so I wanted to tell Markel that everything is nostalgic. I wanted to wear floor length, but we decided that we wouldn't do that because it was a ceremony, but it's, some people are going to go in jeans. It should be semi-formal and, you know, somewhere between casual to semi-formal and denim, you know, a mother, you know, of a graduate should look most appropriate. And so I, you know, tried to, you know, gather all of the nostalgia I could find to incorporate this, you know, this unique value there. So I was able to do that. So I'm here in Rockefeller Plaza, and we're, you know, taping live. You know, I'm down in the food court, and there's a Harry's Italian, there's a Tri-Tip, there's Lenny's, there's Yummy Sushi, there's Top of the Rock, there's Auntie Annie's, there's also Top of the Rock, the shop. And, you know, this is in the basement where there's also subway transportation as well. You can purchase tickets down here for Top of the Rock. There's a long line. They're waiting to get, you know, to the Top of the Rock. There's a Ben and Jerry's. They have an ATM machine. And there's loads of stores in the basement. So we're all down here, you know, gathering food and keepsakes. And, you know, new things that we haven't tried, like liquor chocolates, which I'm, you know that some of you are not 18 yet, so this is not for you. But for parents who are interested in our show, this is a little treat that we decided to, you know, choose as one of our endeavors. And they have them here, and it's a new fad at Barnes & Noble. So just in case you're sending your kids out, you don't know what kind of chocolates that are coming in, they do have those available at Barnes & Noble. They have a GameStop here. They have a filling station, a Crabtree and Evelyn, a Potbelly sandwich, and all types of stores down here. So it's congested. It's heavy. You know, it's a nice tour spot. If you're ever in New York City, it's definitely one of the nicest spots to find. The decorum is basically gold and black slab
slap rock or marble. There's gold, like metal stair casing. It's really regal. It's really Art Deco. They have the Art Deco type sconces. You know, they have can lights. They have murals, you know, of the NBC type stars and celebrities that have worked at all the different programs. And on and on and on, we're near the directory on the street level. And there they have NBC, more stores, like Rain, Tummy, La Maison de Chocolate, and Art Shavings. And they have a directory all the way around, so you always can find out where you're going, you know, and what you're, you know, what you're looking for, what's available, what's outside, and which events are planned in the center. The place is adorned with flowers and all type of, you know, big gallery windows, display windows, and each company, you know, just like at the mall, is allowed to open the. The next golden age is coming soon. It's either able to do a promo or either to do a display. So then they had Onassis New York, Studio Optic, Alan Edmonds, and more. And if you wanted to learn more about it, again, you can go to RockefellerCenter.com and, you know, find out more. You're here at Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Sammy Joyner, and we're live from Avenues of America on in New York City, and we're blogging about preparing for project graduation. And I have my shoes, so I don't have to look for those. I have my stockings and everything that I need. The dress is to the knee or lower, and it's most appropriate. And I think that the nostalgia value that we put on is what, you know, I will gain approval for my son. I basically told him that I was going to use a red and black, which would have been school spirit color, but I decided to do something, you know, that was fun for me, and so I did something else. They have a Irwin Pearl store here in the gallery, and also a rainbow room, different places to sit and have dinner, but I can't seem to find that area. They have Lewis Martin Jewelers. And the Godivas, Godiva, and so they have a host of places where you can find chocolate. And so, you know, this is a, you know, fun family activity where a lot of people and their families come to enjoy the plaza itself. That's our time here for today. If you're ever in New York City, don't forget to check out the Rockefeller Center. There's loads of activities. There's art exhibits. There's a promenade. There's a planty garden. There's beautiful architecture and design with, you know, 20 feet columns and, you know, big flower beds and all type of things, art deco, murals, what do you have, slab, slate walls, you know, and so on and so forth. It's one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. So if you get a chance, you and your family, or, you know, whenever you get a chance, just, you know, take the time to enjoy the view. Until next time.